State Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
And Shane Mast with us on the phone. Shane, good morning.
Good morning.
So what's new in real estate here in the new year?
Well, it's pretty wet out there, and we kind of had a week. Usually this time of year, we're getting a lot more listings than we're getting. I think we had an extension of the normal lull of December due to weather. It's hard to get things on the market when you can't have a nice day for pictures.
So people that are looking around right now, are you still finding folks either moving into the area or maybe wanting to shift their house to something bigger or smaller?
Yeah, for sure. That's probably 3/4 of all of our sales in Douglas County are our locals just either moving up or downsizing.
And what advice do you have for people that are trying to figure out what do I do first?
I think the first thing to do would be to meet with your realtor. If you don't have one, find one, and then just evaluate what you would get for your house so you have a financial plan of what you can do after you sell it. Other than that, your agent will also give you ideas on how long it will take and, you know, how you get into your next one without being homeless and those type of conversations.
What are you seeing out there in terms of the inventory right now? I know that's been a real struggle.
Yeah, there's 187 active properties in Douglas County, which is about where we were at the beginning of last month. So about the same number are going pending as are coming on the market. We did have about 20 new listings in the last week, which is good because the previous week we had 6. So it is getting a little bit better. There's actually quite a bit of property in all price range. There are 43 of those 187 properties are under 250,000.
And are you seeing buildable lots that are out there on sale for folks to kind of start from scratch on?
Yeah, there's a lot of lots for sale. So when I say 187 active properties, I'm talking about property with houses on them. There's actually over 200 bare lots for sale in the county.
And obviously, if somebody's looking at that, they've got to really consider a lot about what, you know, what process they would have to go through with a city or the county to get that ready to go.
Yeah, I think that is the number one reason why people don't build. One is time. It used to be you could get a house built in 4 or 5 months, and now it's more like 9 to 12 months. And that's from the time you actually get your permits to move in. So there's the time factor. The other thing is building costs. Building materials have gone up quite a bit. So the advantage of building in the past was you end up with lots of equity once you were done because building was cheaper. Building's not so cheap anymore. You can still end up with some equity depending on what types of finishes and things you do in your house, but it's not quite as good of a financial deal as it was up until about a year ago when the price of lumber and things kind of skyrocketed.
What about somebody who wants a home with a view? Are those lots or properties with houses already on them? Do you see those very much?
Yeah, for sure. And then, of course, anytime you have a house with a view, you generally don't have the most usable land. So it's going to be on a hill. It's going to have a view. And so it is a kind of a, you have to trade one for the other. If you're looking for usable land and a view, then you're looking really high dollar because now you got usable land. You probably have lots of acreage. But yeah, there are view lots. It's just, you know, it's for a different type of buyer than somebody that wants to actually do something with their land. That, you know, it's more for someone that would want to, or maybe they're retired or slowing down and, or don't want a lot of yard work, then they can just sit on the porch and enjoy the sunset.
And what about kind of the flip side of that? What about people that are looking for, you know, 10, 20, 30 acres, maybe more?
That is probably the lowest when we have low inventory. People that are wanting land, like acreage, is in very, very short supply. You can count on one hand probably. For example, in North County, there is nothing right now over 5 acres that's not already pending. And when they come on the market, they tend to go pretty quickly. Even in Oakland, there's a house that was listed by Sandy Hart, and she listed it 2 days ago. They already have several offers. It's only 2 acres, but they already have several offers, and it's going to go well over asking.
Wow. Are you seeing that happening very often, where houses are going for over the asking price?
Absolutely. It's still, anytime you have a low inventory, right now we have more buyers than we have sellers. So anytime you, you know, the just the rule of supply and demand, when you have more people wanting to buy a product than you have product, and in housing is one of those rare cases where you can pay more than they're asking and to try to get the house. So yeah, especially if you price your home at or near the market value, you're likely going to get multiple offers.
And what part of the county is the most popular place to sell a house in right now?
The most popular is probably Hillcrest, if you're looking for in town in Roseburg. Those houses do not last very long. A lot of buyers want to live in the Melrose area or somewhere west of town. Those don't last very long. Those are generally higher end values because of they're usually going to come with some acreage. And Sutherland, like different communities have different areas. Sutherland on the golf course, there's lots of houses coming in up there. I think they're building about 30 of them right now above the golf course. And then there's a couple other subdivisions there. New construction, no matter where it is going quickly.
Yeah, and how much new construction are we seeing? Of course, it's the winter. Sometimes that slows things down a bit. But are we still seeing folks trying to get some new homes built?
Yeah, builders have been. They don't care what time of year it is. Of course, if you start something, you know, in October, it's going to be ready in May. So they've been working all through the winter trying to get more houses on the market. I think there's. This is just a guess, so probably somewhere around 80 houses being built right now in the county, and we need way more. We have an inventory shortage, and we need more houses to be built.
So if somebody's getting ready to sell their house, what kind of advice do you give them to get the process started?
Yeah, I think, like I said, number one is you need to discuss with an agent. You're going to sell your house for about 16% more if you use an agent versus not use an agent. The agent's going to come to your house. They're going to give you an evaluation of value. They're going to give you advice on what you need to do to prep your house. Not only so, there's a difference between prepping your house for pictures and then prepping your house for showings. Two different things and two different scenarios. And they're going to come up with a price, a plan, a marketing plan. Also going to tell you how to stage your house, declutter your house. But the most important thing right now in selling your house is finding out what the value is. And even agents that aren't very active right now tend to not be very good at valuing houses. And they tend to value them low because they're not seeing this appreciation. I mean, the average house right now is $319,000. And somebody that maybe hasn't listed a house or been in the market for 2 years, and even an agent is thinking that values are lower than they are. So you got to find an agent that's going to give you data, going to give you recent sales. It used to go back 12 months. Now we go back 6 because 12 months is too long ago now because the values are going up so quickly. So you want to be able to get an agent that's going to go and give you the data of all the comps, all the like houses that have sold and as near in the past as possible.
All right. If folks need to contact you, Shane, how do they get a hold of you?
Yep. Oregon Life Homes. We are on Garden Valley, 316 Northwest Garden Valley, right off of the Garden Valley exit.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes. Thanks for being on this morning.
All right. Thank you.
8:59 at the Morning Report.